RAB Arena Racing Company Kent Derby Plate Final. You four through to the final. A mixture of cousins, three litter mates, and Joni being the cousin. One thing I'd ask you, looking at the draw, if you'd have had the choice, how would you have put them? How would you have placed them in the boxes yourself?
Probably I would have left everything alone and put Shakira out where Capaldi is and brought Capaldi in, and then I would have been quite happy leaving them, the rest of them, because I think the rest of them's enough perfectly bolt. No, perfectly bolts. Memphis is always wanting on a bit day, but it wouldn't bother me too much where he is. He handles everything like that, Floyd, you know what I mean? So if I was going to swap any of them, I would swap trap one with trap five.
Yes, yeah. I mean, Shakira, by her standards, she hasn't really been coming away like she can, has she? Or she certainly didn't last time, anyway.
Yeah, the time before she put a right good run in the tab, she's got the ability and she's got the pace and everything about her. Whether the trap win is to her benefit, I think it's the other benefits when they hit that bend, if they hit that bend at the right bit, you know what I mean? But one thing about Central Park, and I've been looking at it, I've been watching it and I've been studying it a lot just lately, Floyd, and to be truthful with you, there's no a lot of trouble around the big corners. I don't see anything getting too much trouble, you know what I mean? But that's one thing about Central Park. It's always big sweeping bends, and the track's been in good order just lately. It's been absolutely brilliant. So fair play to the lads down there that's working in the place. It is one of the best tracks in the place. It's one of the best tracks in the country, in my opinion. You know what I mean, Floyd?
Yeah, it's always been good, but since they've done the work, it's definitely brought it up another level, hasn't it?
Yes, it's slowed it down a wee bit, Floyd. It definitely has slowed it down. And I've always said the thing about Hove, when you walk into Hove, you need a greyhound at the end of your lead. And I'll always stand by that with Central Park today, Floyd. It's no worth walking into Central Park with a short runner. You need the complete package when you get into Central Park and Hove in these tracks. You can sometimes escape it at other tracks, the faster running tracks, but that's two tracks that I've always said you need a greyhound at the end of the lead. You need the full package, you know what I mean? So, listen, I'm just grateful that they've put it on. It's good prize money. It's my local track. I'm attached to the track. They're very, very good to me, Floyd. They look after me with trials and bringing pups through, and the trainers, Dan Brabin and Tony Collette and Mark Fennett and all the rest of the boys that have put pups in me. They've always been good to them. They've brought my pups through good, you know what I mean? And I'm getting in there with four dogs and just taking my chance. And it's all right for everybody out there in the big wide world and all sitting saying, aye, McNair's got this, McNair's got that, McNair's got this, and McNair will win this. And it's all a load of bullshit, Floyd. It's bullshit. You've got Maxine Lott, who's a decent wee dog, and you've got YI Man, he's a decent wee dog. You know what I mean? So the only time I'll go to my bed and sleep comfortable, Floyd, is if I get six in the final and I know I've won it. Up until then, it's not in my hands. It's a dog race and anything can happen. But I'm going all out for it, and my dogs are absolutely spot on just now.